Blog Talk Radio.
God for being here. First, I give honor to God, to His Son, Jesus Christ, to each and every one here on today, the precious gift of the Holy Ghost, to each and every one that's listening today. I thank and I praise God for life, health, and strength. Thanking and praising God for His grace and His mercy. I just thank and I praise God for waking us up this morning, blessing us to see a day that was not promised, but because of His grace and mercy. He saw fit to open our eyes this morning, put breath in our body, and bless us to start on our way. And I just thank and I praise God for that. At this time, if Brother D is on.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
I'm here.
Amen. Brother D, if you're on, will you give us an opening prayer?
Amen. We want to ask those that in attendance with us, if you would bow your heads, give God your heart, give God your ear, and pray along with us as we pray. Father God, we come before you this evening. Father, we start by the throne of grace, Lord, just to tell you thank you. Father, we just want to tell you thank you for waking us this morning, allowing us to see another day. And then, Father, going allowing us to see, we find that our families was doing well, and we just said thank you, Father. Father, we thank you for all that we go through, that all you have brought us through. We thank you for the trials and the tribulations. For you said in your word that we have burdens, you asked us to bring them to you. We thank you for our burdens, Father. We know that you are a way maker.
Yes, yes.
We know that you are a mind regulator. And we just said thank you. We want to tell
thank you,
even Father, that we love you. And we, Father, and on top of loving you, Father, we want to ask that you touch the ones that are listening. Touch their heart
yes.
as the speaker speak. We pray that whatever you have given her to speak on today, Lord, that it would be a receptive ear. The Bible says
Amen.
If he didn't have ears to hear, let him hear.
Amen.
We pray, Father, that you would open ears today, that they would hear what the word is saying to the churches. We love you, Lord.
Yes.
We ask that you continue to bless, continue to keep us, continue to gather, Father, as you continue to look upon our children. Father, guide their going and their coming. This world that we're living in, Lord, is in a bad way. We find that there's a killing going on each and every day. As quick as we turn the TV on, someone that got shot, someone that got ran over, someone that got carjacked. But we know you as a way maker. We know you as a healer. Yeah. We know you as a mind regulator. We said you will regulate minds right now. Touch their hearts.
Yeah.
Give them a mind of understanding that the way that they're going is not the right way. Let them know, Lord, that
Amen.
You are the way, the truth, and the light. We thank you, Father.
Amen.
We thank you, we thank you, we thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, these blessed among many, we ask in your darling son, Jesus' name, that if our hearts say amen, amen.
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 Thank
God for Jesus. Thank
Brother D for that beautiful, beautiful prayer on today. I tell you, it's a blessing just to be able to say, Lord, I thank you, no matter what
yes,
we're going
through. Yes,
and I've been thinking, I praise God for that today. We're going to talk a little bit about family. Glory be to God.
Amen.
You know, all of us have families. Some of us are close to our families, and some of us are not. Some of us don't even know our families. So we're going to talk a little bit on family. Now, a family is a group of one or more parents and their children living together as a unit. In other words, it's a group. If you're a single parent and you and your children living with you, that's your family. Be you a woman or man. You have some men that single-handedly raising their children. You have some women that single-handedly raising their children. But you know what the blessing is? It was not God's will in the beginning that women should have children out of wedlock, or even women and men should get a divorce and the children left with one person. That was not God's will, for when he made man, he made woman for his helpmeet. He gave Adam a wife, and they had
Sister Mary. I don't know if it's your phone or the show phone. Hang up, and I'm gonna call you from. I'm gonna call you because it's got a lot of static in it. Hang up, I'm gonna call you.
Oh, okay.
Hang up.
Yeah, that is some cracking. Sounds like it's cracking.
Okay.
Yes. We're good.
Hi. Marion is currently unavailable. Please speak clearly. Your voicemail is being transcribed by Umail.
Marion ain't answering the phone.
Shit.
Hold it down.
Yeah. Try it again, brother. Try it again. We're going to try to get Sister Marion back on as we wait.
Hi. Marion is currently unavailable. Please speak clearly. Your voicemail.
Miss Harwood is busy. They're trying hard.
We're going to
have service today.
Oh,
yeah, we're going to have service today no matter what happened. We're going to have service today. Satan interrupted our service yesterday due to the fact that we couldn't get Blog Talk up. But God is still able. God is still sitting on the throne. And we just thank you for attending service with those that are fellowshipping with us today. We want to tell you thank you for coming in. And we truly have a word for you. Amen. Okay, she's back. She's back. Come on, T.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Brother D. We're talking about family on today. You know, we should, when it comes down to family, the first thing should come to our heart or our mind is love. A family should love one another and show respect for one another. The children should show respect for the parents, and the parents should show respect for the children. But in this day and age, I find you can talk to the parent, and it's like a constant complaint. The children doesn't listen. The children don't mind. I didn't raise them this way. What can I do? You know, you hear that. And, you know, I'm like this, and I taught my children this even coming up. Now, I'm not saying I got perfect kids. That wouldn't be true. But I taught my children this coming up. The Bible says, honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. And I constantly, when my children would act up, I would bring that verse back to them. And then another verse in the Bible says, excuse me, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Glory be to God. Because God made us a family, and then a family, the mother and father should catch the children when they fall. A lot of times when the children go so far astray, you're ready to turn them aloof. But no, trust God. Hold on, no matter how bad they get, continue to pray for them. Don't turn them aloof. Keep them. Because the fact that you are saved, you can save that child. I don't care how miserable if they act. I don't care what they get into. I know drugs is a thing that has children, have messed them up, have had kids kill children, and grown people for that matter. And it has a hold. See, Satan is in control over this drug, is how he controls the people. So it has such a hold on you that you can't shake it aloof. But I absolutely refuse to believe that there is any situation, be it our children, be it our parents, that God cannot help or cannot bring us through it. All we got to do is pray and believe and not accept the thing that's going on. We got to recognize that that is a demon spirit that has taken over and caused this child or this grown person to get caught up in drugs or alcohol, in anything that's detrimental or dangerous to their health. Now, you might say, well, this is a strange subject that she's bringing today, but this is what God gave me to bring today. Because we have problems in our family, and we want to keep it to ourselves. We don't want to pray about it. We don't want to talk to the pastor about it. We don't even want to seek help in any kind of way, not even a psychiatrist, not even somebody that we know can help us. We are ashamed to tell people what is going on in our lives. Even the children is ashamed and or afraid to tell their parents the things that go on in their life. That's why when the children are born and coming up as little children, that's why that's the time the mother and the father should begin to train them. Send them in church. Give them that wisdom that you have so they can grow up with that wisdom and use it. And when they hear it and they come up, oftentimes you will hear them say, well, my father or my mother used to always say this or always say that. And when you listen to what the father and the mother used to always say, it was always a word of wisdom. Always. But now the parents have gotten to the point that they treat the children once they get of age, 15, 16, 17, 18, once they get a certain age, then they want to treat them as their best buddy. They go out and they drink together. They go out and they do things that should not be done with a child. You shouldn't do it yourself, but it definitely should not be taught to your child. Because for our children and for ourselves, even though when children are young, most of them, a lot of them, there are a few that got saved at a very young age. But when children are young, they are not saved. So it's for the parents to give them direction point them to the light that God has for them. So this was the commandment that God gave Moses in the Ten Commandments. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. And what I think a lot of times people don't believe, not only the children, but the parents don't believe. But when you please God, when you teach that God, that child about God, when you make them understand you have got to have fear of God because your goal is to make it to heaven, then that child somewhere down the line, when they hear it enough, it'll begin to get into their spirit. And they'll begin to wonder about this and read the Bible and search this out. Now, a lot of times, I have met people that feel like they should beat on their children. Say, for instance, excuse me for coughing. I was working at one job, and this man started working there. He used to sit at the table with me because I sit by myself a lot. And he started talking. He would tell me about his family, his wife, his children, and his dog. And the wife had left him and left the kids with him and the dog. So he felt like, though this child was 15 or 17 years old, if you don't do what I say do, then I'm going to beat him. He got a little upset with me because I said, that's not how you do it. I said, you got to be patient and understanding and talk to your child. I said, and on top of that, when you start being a child that is growing up, 15, 18, 19, eventually that child going to feel mistreated and going to begin to retaliate. And like I told him, I said, the Bible says, fathers, provoke not your children to anger, lest they be discouraged. And some of them will even turn on you. He got upset with me and stopped talking to me, but I didn't take back what I said. And then you got parents that won't whip their children no matter what they do, right or wrong. I don't care what they do. They said, well, I'm going to talk to them. And when you get through talking, that child will go right on and do what it wants to do. But don't our Bible tell us, spare the rod for the child? That's what I'm about to say. Now, if you husband and wife, the two together should raise those children in the way they should be. Oftentimes, the woman will push the children off on the husband, and oftentimes, the man will push the children off on the woman, for the woman to do it all or for the husband to do it all. But that's not was not God's intention. It says the Bible, in submitting the wife or the husband, submitting themselves to that wife or the husband, if you're submitting yourself, your focus is on your husband and on your husband, but your focus is also on the two of you raising your children, because that's the will of God, because he wants the children to grow up in the way they should grow, and they already pointed with that direction to God. Now, I've had people in the churches say, well, I teach my children, I bring them up the way that God say bring them up, I did all I could from the time they were young, and they just don't want to do right. They into this, they into that. And I said, well, the only thing you can do is when they get old, don't beat yourself up and say, I tried. Yes, you tried. Let it go. You did all you can do. Now, give it to God. Give that child to God. Ask God to save that child. Ask God to take the things that child is doing away from them. And he will do it. You got to trust him and you got to hold on to that disobedient child. And pray. You got to pray. Because still going to go out in that world, but I tell you what, you pay attention to them sometimes when they talk to them. That's why we should talk to our children. When they talk to you, they, without even realizing what they're doing, will quote that some of the Bible to you, and they keep on speaking, they're being disobedient. As we teach our children about God, Jesus Christ, salvation, sanctification, the Holy Ghost, as we teach them about that, we got to realize that Satan is on the other side trying to pull them away as hard as he can and get him involved in other things. But if you got the Spirit of God in you, you got to be steadfast and unmovable, and you got to hang on to your loved one. It can be done. Oftentimes they say, well, I give up. I just let them go. Okay, you give up, you let them go. Let them go. Don't give up, because you can get on your knees. You always got a voice. You always can talk to God. Even when that child not listening, still can talk to God. And you know, it's just tear my soul when I see a person tell me, well, I can't do nothing with him, just let him go. Don't let your child go. Talk to God. Even if he go out in the street and you can't talk to him, fall on your knees and talk to Jesus and trust God. Look at the young man, the prodigal son. He thought he was grown enough to take care of himself. Give me my share that you have for me. Give me my inheritance. I'm going out. I'm leaving here. In other words, and I'm putting it in our terms, I'm fed up with being here. Give me my inheritance. I'm going out and I'm going to see the world. The father gave his inheritance, but the father never stopped praying for him. He never stopped praying for his son. But if he had stopped praying for him, when he saw him coming, he would not have received him like he did. But you think about the prodigal son. In the process of him getting his inheritance and going out into the world, he did not realize that he was not mentally equipped for the world. You hadn't been out there in any way, so you was not equipped to deal with the things in the world. So what did he do? He took all of his money, all of his inheritance on women, on drinking, on partying, on doing the things that he felt was fun to do. And while he was doing all of this, as long as he had money in his pocket, he had friends. But when that money left, what did he do? He had no one. He didn't have food. He couldn't buy any food to eat. So what did he do? He began to eat husk with the pigs, eat slop with the pigs. The friend that he was partying with no longer called him friend because he had no money. But see, this is what I'm saying about a praying child. Look what he thought when he got so low, when he got to the point that he couldn't make it anymore. Look what came to him. He said, what am I doing? My father's servants are living better than I am living. I'm talking about family now. He said, I'm going to go. If I'm going to repent to my father, and I'm going to ask him if he would just let me work with the servant, because he realized how wrong he had been. He realized how he had treated his father who loved him. This is what happens when that child got a praying mother and a praying father. Even if it's a single parent, no matter which one you with, it's that child eventually realize when you got a praying mother, when you got a praying father, God is going to eventually bring it to you, your wrongdoing. So what did the prodigal son do? He went back home. But look at that praying father. He saw him from afar. And he ran and hugged his child and kissed him on the jaw. Glory be to God. What did the father say? He didn't get mad because he prayed for his son. And his son came back home in one piece. So it's no use to get mad. Even though he blew all of his money. What the father say? Say, go kill the fattest cow. He said, and cook up a feast. Get him a robe and shoes on his feet. Put a ring on his finger. My son, which was lost, is now his son. This is what a parent do. When the child come back in this world, in this time, in this day, in this age, what they do? They put them back out. They don't receive them in. But you got to receive, you got to learn, we got to learn how to love our children. Because a family together is a solid foundation. A family together that prays. Because listen, when that parent pray, that child hear it. And that child learns to pray. Let me tell you, when they hear you, they learn to pray. They may not pray as well as you are, but don't you know God have an ear open? When they said, Jesus, help me. Thought I'm just a child. I was wrong. God hear that child pray. Glory be to God. That child learned to act and be like his mother or her mother. That child learned to love. See, you got a lot of parents today that won't even put their arms around their child and say, I love you. But let me tell you something, brothers and sisters. I have 7 children. And from the time they was babies up to right now, and they fully grown, I still put my arm around my babies and I hug them and kiss them on the jaw and tell them I love them. It is hard on a child. I don't care if they grown. If they don't hear the mother or the father and their father say, I love you, then they begin to think, my parents don't care nothing about me. They don't even ask me how I'm doing. So I'm going to go out and do whatsoever I want to do. That's not a stable family. That's not a parent that a child can lean on. The parent should be the backbone for the child when they need them, and that child should be the backbone for them, for the parent when they need them, because it is the parent that raised you. It's the parent that fed you, sent you to school, sent you to college. If you didn't want to go to college, they'll tell you to go get a job, help you in any way that they can. It is the parent that helped you. Some children have a big inheritance because their parent worked hard so that they could leave that child something. Working is fine, but in that hard work, keep your arms around your children. Even if they don't live in the same state, call on God to protect them and to lead them in the right direction. And Psalms 127:3 says, "Lo, children are heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward." You got so many people that abort their children. Don't seem to realize that that child is your blessing. You may not want to have had a child at that time, but it was never God's will to abort it. Never. My daughter, one of the closest ones to me, Nikki, she going to call mama no matter what. She's pregnant right now, but she's full grown. I think Nikki just turned 40. She's pregnant. It's her third child. But I like the young man. He says, he told her, if you want to get rid of it, you can do it. I won't even be mad. But he was testing her to see if she was going to get rid of it. And she said, mama, I told him I wouldn't raise like that. I wouldn't raise to have an abortion. So I'm going to have my child even if I have to take care by myself. Because she knows no matter what, all of my children know, mama got your back. So because of that, I'm going to show you, though she's not married, but God still bless you in your faith. She couldn't stay on a job. She was working for Toyota because the job was hard on her body. She wasn't able to work. So she had to quit a job. Well, she put her stuff on her leave. It had to be non-pay because she hadn't too long started that job. But she, not working, not anything, but let me show you God. Let me show you what God do when you do the right thing.
His lane.
That was in Florida. Did that happen in Florida?
No, that was
a duck race somewhere.
The rule book, man.
Okay, guys, please get off the line with it. Okay, thank you for that. In the process of her and her truthfulness and her faithfulness to her mom and her God, this young man pays her. Now, he got his own place now. He pays her rent as well as he. He take care of her other two kids. He buy her grocery. He pay all of her bills and anything she say I want or my children need, a couple of days later, it's in the mail. Mail to her. That's what God will do when you walk by faith. That's the way I taught them. I drugged them to church all the time. They didn't want to go. Sometimes they didn't want to go. So you're going anyway. You ain't got no choice. See, nowadays we get a kids a choice. How do you want to go to church today? Well, see, when mine was coming up, there was no choice. Go in there and get ready. We'll be at church, and you've got about an hour. And that's what we did. But we give children today, we give them a choice. If you want to go to church, you can go. If you can't, if you don't want to go to church, well, you don't have to go. Didn't the Bible tell us to train up a child in the way they should go? And even if they go out, they're going to come back, just like the prodigal son did. His father knew he was going to waste all that money. That he was a grown man, and father never stopped praying for him. And he did. He went out, wasted all of his money, and came right on back to his father. And that's what we got to do. We got to have a relationship with our children so that when it gets to the point, even though they grown, sometimes we have to let them come back so they can get back on their feet. And then go back out. You hear some parents say, well, he can't come here. That's not the way we should do our children. Some parents think it's the best thing to kick them out. But I know you don't want a child on you just laying up doing nothing. No. The child should work. If you have to stay with you a little while, work so you can go and get you a place when you got a little money saved up. I mean, yeah, I don't say just mooch off of your parents, but when we raised up right, you don't want to mooch off of your parents. You want to get work, get you a job, save you some money, get out there, can, because when you're in your parents' house, you got to be obedient. You got to do what your parents say do. Because a good parent ain't going to let the lay up on them. A good parent is going to tell you, go get you a child. Glory be to God. So it is up to the family to support each other. And it's up to the young lady to know that the child in your womb is a gift from God. Now you think about it. God told Adam and Eve to multiply the earth, to replenish the earth. Glory be to God. They only had two children. If the children had children, Adam and Eve even had other children after Cain and Abel. When God destroyed the world with water, and after all the water rescinded and Noah and his family and all the animals got out of the ark, God told Noah to go and replenish the earth. And he was talking about with mankind. Because the animal was going to multiply. All he had to do was let them go. So now, your home for your family should be your place of refuge, your security place. When you're at home, you should feel secure. When you and your family, your children are home, you should feel secure. The children should feel secure because the parent is going to take care of them. And, you know, I said, I was telling somebody this, you know, you hear so much about a parent killing their children. And see, the sad thing is that child got so much faith in that parent that no matter what, they're going to do what that parent do as a little child. So how can that parent let Satan convince him to blow the baby's brains out? And you hear that every day. But a family should be close, should be secure, and should pray together. For when you teach your children to pray at home, when they leave home, that child is going to continue to pray. And if it gets too bad, that child's going to call home and say, Mama or Daddy, this is going on. Will you pray for me? That's when you raise the child in the way they should go. Be it male or female, that child should still be taught to pray. No man, or no male, no young child should be out there talking about, I'm not going to serve God because I don't look like a man. Well, you're not a man if you can't serve God. So therefore, we should teach the children the way they should go. When that family is tight and hold each other together, the parents, the children, the parents holding on to each other tightly and praying together, you don't have to live with your parents to hold on to them tightly. You're praying for them. If they need something, you're going to go help them or find a way to help them. When you hold on to each other. You should be able to stand strong under pressure. Because when Satan sees the faith that you have in your family, the hold that you have in your family, the power of love, then he's going to come in or try to come in. But prayer can keep him out. Faith in God can keep him out. Glory be to God. So we should love our family and not talk about them. It is so sad. There's two sisters in our church. They are ministers both, and they get along like cat and mouse. And I don't care where they at, they are wrapped up and say whatsoever on their mind. And the only thing I can say, Jesus, Lord, bless them. Glory be to God. If we confess to be a minister, then we got to act like one. And we got to love our brothers and our sisters, even if you don't get, you don't like the way they talk or the things they do or the way they carry themselves, you don't have to go out in public and embarrass them. Talk to them in private. If they don't listen, pray for them. That's what you have to do for your children. A lot of times they don't want to listen. But the thing is, you have to still tell them right from wrong. And that's what I do. My kids grow. If they do wrong, I tell them. Well, Mama, you don't have to answer, yes, I do. Whether you do it or not, or listen or take heed or not, I did my job when I told you what thus say the Lord. When I tell you right from wrong, I have did my job. So in a way, though they grown, in a way, you always got to tell them, you know, when they going wrong, right from wrong. If they don't want to hear, if they don't want to hear what a lot of them do, you tell them, go about your business and pray for them. Because God will save that child. That saved child, because sometimes a child gets saved and the mother don't be, or the father don't be. But that saved child can pray for that unsaved mother and that unsaved father. Glory be to God. God just wants to save. So if that saved child can save his family, then God is pleased with that. Now, mind you, we are also God's family. We are part of God's family. We are children of God. And oftentimes, when we say we are children of God, I certainly hope we believe that. Because we are. Now, Genesis 12:1-3 said, and the Lord said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house and to a land that I will show thee. And I will make thee a great nation. This is what God said to Abraham. I will make thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee and curse them that curse thee, and in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. Now, God told Abraham because of his faith. Abraham loved God. So God told Abraham, I will bless you. I will make you a great nation. Glory be to God. And look what we did, what he did. He made him a great nation. We are all children of Abraham. We're descendants of Abraham. oftentimes people like to say, well, I'm from Africa. If God put you in Africa, if you was born there, you are. And we have African descendants, but we're not from Africa. We are children of Abraham. And we should be pleased with being children of Abraham. And God saved the Jews and the Gentiles, that we was adopted into God's family. We was adopted into God's family. And God loves us, and we was adopted through the blood of Jesus Christ. When he went away, he said to his disciples, he said, I will send back a comforter. See, Jesus adopted us when he died, when he hung on that cross. He died so that we could be saved. And not only did he die for us, then he turned around and he sent back the comforter to save us. Once we receive the Holy Ghost, we are adopted into the children of God, and we are indeed children of Abraham. So it is important that families stick together. Now, we are children of God, and what does God tell us? I won't leave you, and I won't forsake you. That's what he tell us. He's not going to leave us. He won't forsake us when we call on him. We are his children. When we call on him in faith, he come running. There is nothing within reason that we ask God that we don't get it. We may not get it today, but in God's time, we will receive everything we ever ask him for. So we need to stay as close to God as we can. Now, every believer is a member of Christ's body. 1 Corinthians 12 chapter, 12 and 13 verse says, for as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also in Christ. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we are Jews or Gentiles, whether we are bond or free, and have been all made to drink unto one Spirit. So we are all children of God. Once we receive the Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost, we are children of God. We have been adopted into the children of Abraham. Came back and adopted and died for us because we had separated ourselves from the Father. We are children, and we should be as obedient as God tells our earthly children to be. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. We should still show honor to our father and our mother. We should still show respect to our fathers and our mothers. And our father and our mother should also show respect to the children. That does not make you little because you respect your child. That makes you more of a father saying, I believe in you. I trust you. I will do everything to support you. So let us love more and more as a family. Let us stop turning our backs on each other as a family. You find people, they'll walk right by their very own brother or sister, and then they will go and love that friend to death. This is my brother here. When you have turned your back on your own brother or your sister, and you gone calling John, Jane, or Sue your brother and your sister. So let us think about that. Let us get closer together. Let us love harder as a family. Because when you love as a family, your family will grow together. When you leave home, you still know that my parents love me. Though I'm not at home, if I need them, I can call on them. And the parent should feel the same way about the child. Though he or she is no longer living here, if we need them, they're going to come and see about us. So I just thank God for this message on today, this lesson on today, and I certainly hope it resonated with somebody. But I find that God don't give me this for nothing. Don't give me things like this for nothing. This is the thing that came to me, and this is what I brought. Let us love as family, family on this earth, our brothers, sisters, mother, father, and let us love as family in Christ Jesus. Let us love Jesus Christ. Let us love God, for they are our Father. When we pray to God, we say, Our Father, which art in heaven. When we end that prayer, we thank God in the name of his So I thank God for each and every one of you today, and I got just a few minutes. I'm going to take time to open up anyone who have anything they want to say. Just hold your hand up, and we will get you.
Amen. Sister Marion, I got a question, Sister Marion.
Yes, sir.
You said, you know, back when we was growing up in our time, Sister Marion, We got whoopings and beatings and everything. But now you say we don't supposed to do it. I'm confused now. I mean, what's going on? Because back in my time growing up, I know I got plenty of whoopings, Sister Mary.
Well, you know, Brother Dawg, time has changed.
Uh-huh.
Now, the whippings that we got, children nowadays wouldn't be able to stand it.
Mm-hmm.
It would be too much. And I'm saying the whipping we got, because I only got a few. I didn't get that many whoopings.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, when you know you're going to get whooped pretty rough, you get a warning, you sit the back on straighten it up right there.
I don't know about
But children today, they have listened to TV, radio, their teachers and stuff, and they feel like you can't hit them. But see,
wow.
I don't say beat them. I say get your belt, get your switch, and tear their legs or something up.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you let them grow up, when you let them come from a young child, don't never hook them, to put them in their wrongdoing, that very child that you didn't whoop or support will either end up in trouble or end up whooping you.
Mm-hmm.
Because you spared the rod.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible says, spare the rod and spoil the child. Children nowadays feel like they shouldn't be whipped, and you got parents feel like they shouldn't whip them. I personally think every time the parents don't whip a child, they need to be at least be spanked. Their parents should take their spanking for them.
Mm-hmm.
That time has changed, though. And that's possibly because you've heard of parents beating children to death. Now, at some point, you got to use common sense. Back when we was growing up, parents beat you like they was crazy. But your body was able to sustain it. Children's body now can't handle that kind of whipping. It will kill them. But they can stand a good whipping without you beating them half to death. They want to punish them, then they get to the point where mom and dad ain't going to be able to punish me. I'm going to take my punishment and go and do what I'm going to do. So it is the parents' fault in a lot of cases that kids act the way they do. They want to give them everything they want. They want to let them go everywhere they want to go. But they don't discipline them. Go to your room. Who cares about going to their room? Nobody. You go to your room, you got the computer, you got the phone, you got the iPad. You got everything you want in that room, so who cares?
Mm-hmm.
You know? We didn't have it that good.
That's right.
When our parents said, get somewhere and sit down, or don't do this, you knew not to do it. So it is the situation with the world now, and it's still a lot the parents don't do. The parents let the kids get away with instead of spanking them. Did that answer your question, Brother Donald?
It did. It did. I got another one.
Okay. Go with it.
Doubting God, or doubting Jesus Christ, or doubting the faith, or just doubting the word. Is that a sin? And if it is a sin, how can you be forgiven for that? Or how can you straighten up from doubting the Lord?
Okay. excuse me. First, I'm going to ask you one question that you ought to know before I finish answering you. How do you get forgiveness for doubting God? What do you do, Brother Dog? Come on now. We've been talking about
pray.
This a lot.
You pray?
Pray and do what?
Repent.
Ask God what? There you go.
Repent.
Open your mouth and say, Lord, forgive me. I doubted you, and I don't want to doubt you. Take that away from me, Lord. Forgive me for my sin and increase my faith.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it takes is for us to open our mouth and talk to him.
So Sister Marion, when I mean by doubt, I'm not saying me per se, but I'm just paraphrasing it. Something else I did. If I go in there and ask the Lord for something and he don't give it to me right then, because, you know, you said he don't answer prayers right away. And he don't give it to me when I just ask for it. Is that doubting God, or I think God is not going to answer my prayer per se? What does that mean?
Actually, that's not doubting God. It's just that, and there are times, let me rephrase that, Brother Dog. There are times you can ask God and he'll give it to you right then and there.
Mm.
But there are times we ask God for something. He doesn't give it to us right then, but he heard our prayer right then, and you got it. You just got to wait for it. You just got to wait for it. But when you stop doubt and say, well, I prayed for this and God didn't do this and God didn't do that, you just gave it back to him.
Can I repeatedly ask God for the same thing over and over again? Or do I just do it one time and he hear my prayer or he hear my
request? You know what? We all have a knack of when we ask God for something, we'll ask for it several times.
Uh-huh.
But know that the very first time you ask, he heard you. But it's not a sin to ask him again. Now, it's not a sin if you want to ask him over and over, because we all do it. If you want to ask him over and over, you can do that. But he hears your prayer. But you know what? When you're asking God for something, as long as you're not asking amiss. So ask for things that we need. Like, a lot of us pray, Lord, I need $1 million. Well, then why don't we pray for salvation? Why don't we pray for somebody else? There's a lot we can pray for. $1 million may not be for you. But you praying amiss by not praying to God for what you need, a lot of times the person ain't even saved.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of asking for salvation, we're asking for $1 million. When you say that was praying a mess, I would. You're not praying for your needs. Then some of us pray, God, brother so-and-so did this to me. I want you to do this to him. We can't pray against people.
Mm-hmm.
You have to pray for them.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Mary. Thank you.
No hands up.
Brother D is on here. Brother D on here, but I hope he ain't got them knuckleheads on the other line breaking in when they don't supposed to.
Amen.
I gotta say that he know better than that.
Amen. Devo. Okay, well I guess he quieted down.
You gotta let him come off mute. Come on off mute, Brother D. Come on off mute. You know, it take him a while, he's getting a little old, you know, he just had a birthday last month or that. Debo. maybe he's doing like somebody else. Maybe he's more involved in that other stuff and not. I don't know. I don't want. But go ahead on, Sister Mary. We don't have any more hands up.
He's probably on mute. But anyway, truly, I thank God for that, and I certainly hope that this resonated today, that the service resonated with somebody, because sometimes it's good to look back at our family and see the things that we do right and the things that we do wrong.
Before we close out, Sister Merritt, I want to say yesterday we had a problem with Blog Talk. Blog Talk was completely shut down. We wasn't, like I said, in God's will. It must have been in God's will for us not to have a show yesterday. But you know what? Mm-hmm. We kept trying, and we are home here today, Sister Mary. So all I can do is we will have a show as long as it's God's will.
Praise the Lord. And I mentioned that at the beginning of the show. It's a blessing. Like you say, we kept trying. Because Devo say, well, T, let's try to call in a few minutes and see if it's back up. But I see it never did get up. Like you say, it was God's will. If it was meant for us to be on, we would have been on. And I just thank God for blessing us to be able to be on today.
Amen.
So at this time, let us just say a quick prayer, Father God, in the name of your Son, Jesus. Lord, we thank you for blessing us today to be able to speak with your people once again, Father God. And we pray, Father God, that something about the message resonated with someone, Lord. Father God, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ. We thank you for this blog radio broadcast. We thank you for Brother Dog and the goodness of his heart, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we ask you to bless each and every one of the listeners, Father God. Father God, touch them in the name of Jesus, Father God. Father God, we thank you for, Father God, that each and every Tuesday, Wednesday, Father God, they come out to hear your word, Father God. Father God, and we just want to say, Lord, we love them, Lord, and we love you. Father God, and we just want to thank each and every one that comes out, Father God. Lord, we ask you to go into the hospital room and the nursing home, Father God, and the highways and the byways, Father God. Father God, test the doctor. Give them the knowledge, Father God, to heal your people, Father God. Father God, we ask you to bless the ones that are not saved to get in the church, Father God, to get on their knees and ask you, what must I do to be saved? Father God, and we know you're able, Lord, and we thank you. We thank you for the ones that's with us and the one that's not, Father God. The ones that love us and the ones that don't, Father God. Father God, and we ask you to bless you and everyone's family, Father God. Father God, any problems that they have, Father God, we ask you to fix it for them, Father God, and show them what way, show us what way we should go, Father God.
Amen.
Father God, and I thank you, and I will forever praise your holy name. This prayer and all prayers I bring to you in the name of your Son, Jesus, I pray. Amen and thank God.
Amen.
And just in a way of announcement, be with us again on next Wednesday night, same time, same channel for a word of reflection. Yes. And on Tuesday night, Brother D, in his gospel hour, be with us again, same time, same channel, Brother
That's
D,
right.
in his gospel hour on Tuesday night.
That's right.
And I just thank God for all things. We're going to turn the service into the hands of Brother Dog.
Okay, Sister Marion, thank you, and thank you for standing there and hanging in there, Sister Marion. We appreciate you. God bless you, and have a great day.
Thank you much. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay, we finna go over to the next program, but before we go, I know all you knuckleheads that's on here now, I'm going to play this song, because if you was listening, Sister Marion said something about a praying mother, and I played that song the other day. I'm going to play this again, because this is a good song. I like the rhythm and the beat of this song, y'all. So after this song, we get back to the drummer and see what we got going on out there today. Since I didn't happen to go on that trip today, I'm down here in Valdosta, Georgia at No Mercy 14.
Anybody else out there got a mother who dropped to her knees when things seemed too hard to bear? I got a praying mother who always encouraged me to take any of my problems and my trials and tribulations to God and leave them there. And I thank God for my praying mother who always prayed and always prayed for me. I love you, Mama, and I'll never forget the things that you taught me. I'll never forget what you taught me about God. Look. Lord knows I'm far from perfect, and I never tried to be. But for some unknown reason, God is still here with me. So I thank God for praying mother who always prayed a prayer for me.
right, all right. Crystal clear, praying mother. All right, Juke Man and Kid, I see y'all done finally got in here. Get in here. Hit the one button. Let's go and let's get this. Let's get a little stuff going today. We didn't have no show yesterday. Let's kind of make up for it a little bit today if anybody want to do it. We got about 81 people on here. We got a little nice little crowd. Juice Man, if you out there, Kid, hit the one button. All right, there, my man, Kid. He just come in there. I know you ain't been on here all the while, Kid. I've been looking. You just got in here. What's up, kiddo? What up, baby?
Doggy dog, what's happening, man?
Man, I'm so happy. I don't know what to do, man. It's a little rain. I'm down here in Valdosta, Georgia, down here at Duck Race, and it's showing rain today and probably about the 12 or 1 o'clock tomorrow, and we're going to get back started again tomorrow. So we'll be down here all the way through Sunday probably. But a lot of good cars down here, a lot of fast cars, and a lot of money given away down there, kiddo. What's going on, boy?
I see Ziv Hudson down there. He's flying.
Yeah, he got to do a little bit better than that, though. He's doing good, but he got to do a little bit better than that to win it, though. Got to do a little bit better than that. Got to do a little bit better than that. But, next week we're going to be down in Trick or Treat down there. So I'll soon get to come on here and be talking about Trick or Treat because, you know, we don't usually hop a hot duck race up. You know, duck race is just what it is. But, you know, Whit be crying about Trick or Treat, and ain't nobody talking about Trick or Treat. He be over there crying and shit. You know what I'm saying? What's up?
Yeah, well.
Open Ricky, Mike. Tell Ricky to hit the one button. Tell Ricky to hit the one button.
All they got to do is come on. Oh, yeah. Want to wish Nevada Palmer a happy birthday today, too.
Yeah, on Nevada. Yeah, that's one of our buddies on Nevada. Let me see if I can find Ricky on there. Okay, there he is right there. Let me see if I can find. What up? What up, baby boy? What up?
What up, dog? I got Whit on, dog.
Yeah, let him go in so he won't be on there crying about trick or treat and everything, man.
We're gonna be down there next week,
and we ain't gonna have no damn mask on though. We're gonna be trick or treating somebody. We ain't gonna be having no mask on though. Come on with it.
We'll pull a mask off for trick or treat, dog. We'll pull a mask off.
Yes, sir.
Get in there and try to get some. We got about 20 races locked in, I think. Already.
Yeah.
About 20 races. We got a couple guys that put, you know, we really don't do shootouts, dog. But we can't control what nobody else do with their money and their car. So we got a few guys coming in doing some big money shootouts. Four cars. And they putting $10,000 a piece up and everything. They doing a two of those. And then, like I said, we got plenty of good races. Texas coming in, Alabama, Arkansas, Chicago coming in.
Louisiana, and all of yeah.
Michigan. Yep.
So
Michigan.
Why the hell you leave out of Georgia? Leave Georgia.
I ain't got to Georgia yet.
He ain't got through yet. Hold up. Please don't call Tony's name yet. His reputation right now ain't too good.
But, like I said, if you want to see some good grudge racing, back-to-back grudge racing, all grudge racing, all day, Friday, Saturday,
yes,
and Sunday, that's the 21st through the 22nd, hosted by Willie Dogg on the mic, and Famika be running the staging lane.
You messed me up, man. I was going to say everybody else get out thousands. What you going to have on the property with? What you going to have on the property?
A million. Yeah, you know, a million. 100,000 miles shootout. It's going to be one day.
Are you giving out the kids bicycles?
That'll be Sunday. You're giving away the bike, the power wheels, and the money bag for the kids. And that'll be Sunday.
Yes, sir, the money bag.
Around about 6 o'clock.
We might go a little early than that because it starts getting a little chilly. So you better get out there a little early.
About 3 o'clock. We're about 3. Between 3 and 5, we're going to get the cars away, the bike, power wheels, and the money bag for the kids. And that'll be Sunday.
Hold up, Whit.
I got a question. What day is the million going to be there, and who's going to have it? That's what all I need to know.
No, we ain't gonna, tell you that because you're gonna try to rob somebody. You're gonna try to rob somebody, Ricky. But we,
nah,
a lot of people said, yeah, we can't tell you that. A lot of people be talking about, what the hell are you talking about money bags for the kids? Tell them what the money bag is, kid. They don't know me and you invented it. Tell them what the money bag is, kid. Tell them what the money bag is with.
The money bag was, dog come up with the money bag because we give bikes and power wheels and we gave some hoverboards away last year. And then you still got kids standing around that didn't get nothing. So dog said, what we do is we get a money bag and we put fives, tens, and twenties in the bag and you reach in and get you something out of there, just get you one and get you something out of there. And that's for all the kids that didn't get nothing until it runs out. And you have a lot of other guys that come in and throw money in the money bag for the kids. So last year, I think we gave away about 1,000 the money bag, and this dog came over with that because he's seen a lot of kids standing around that didn't get nothing, and he looked kind of, you know, sad a little bit. So dog gave
him
over the money bag.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So, and money bag yo came out there 1 year and put some money in the money bag, too, money bag yo. So, like I said, this weekend.
Who you gonna have prepping with? Who you gonna have prepping? Who you gonna have prepping with? Who you gonna have prepping with?
Mass Traction. Mass Traction will be on the prep. Mass Traction. That's Brandon Mask and the boys. We'll be on the prep. So you ain't got to worry about no prepping. That's why we don't do a lot of testing at Trick or Treat and a lot of shootouts, because we paying for a lot of money for the prep. These people want to see grudge racing. So come in there ready to grudge, because we got fresh prep, and we paying high dollar for it. You're not going to be able to be on the starting line on this fresh prep. You're going to have to stay behind the wall because we're not going to spend all this money on this prep. And then guys standing around with cups and cigarettes and cigars and stuff mess this prep up. I ain't gonna do that. It costs too much now. So we're going to have a designated area for you to stand and just listen to Willie Dog and for me, perform you where you need to be. And we're going to try to get this thing going. I think it's about the 13th, 14th year. And we're going to try to get at least over 50 grudge races this weekend, from Friday to Sunday. That's our
What about that worldwide call-out, Whit? What about that worldwide call-out, man?
Worldwide call-out. We're doing the worldwide call-out right now. And this is for Predator.
Uh-oh.
Anybody that was in the shootout this past weekend, the State of the Union shootout, anybody that was in that shootout got action with Predator at Trick or Treat. That's Friday night, straight off the trailer. That's anybody that was in the State of the Union shootout. Any three shootouts, they had three shootouts, dog. Any one of those shootouts, anybody that wants to run Predator, we will try any one of them Friday night at Trick or Treat, straight off the trailer, or they can shake to their ass catching fire. That's anybody, and then the three shootouts that we just left, and bonus them great race, State of the Union. We'll try anybody that was in any one of those shootouts.
Damn, that include Ryan,
that's
too?
That's the call out.
He said anybody.
Ryan,
you know what anybody
shootout
mean?
But he wasn't in the shootout. And we already ran Ryan. And we already running one of the cars that's in the shootout in Ryan Kemp and his grandson. We already got it locked. It was in the shootout. But anybody else that was in the shootout, we'll try them. We called TikTok today. He couldn't make it. So anybody else that was in the shootout that want to come to Trick or Treat, invite from the 901 Predator car, we'll try you at Trick or Treat Friday night.
Hit it, Juice, man. Hit it, Juice.
I like
Juice.
Go. No,
this is other Juice. This is other Juice here.
I know.
I
like
you
say that.
Yes, sir.
Congratulations to the Juice Camp on their big win this weekend. Congratulations to them guys. 901 Hitman and the Juice Boys and Nephew and the wife and everybody. Congratulations to them guys. They did a great job.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, that's what it is, baby. Trick or treat. That's what's on your mind. You ain't got no excuse. Most of y'all ain't going out of. You ain't going to the duck race, so. Your car's out. You got another week to get ready. Get them ready. Get on down there to Trick or Treat, baby. Yes, sir.
Yeah, appreciate that, dog.
It's shit routine, baby. We're going to be doing it next week, too. We're going to do it next week, too.
Yeah.
I mean, if you need a special show, all you got to do is say what you want, Whit. It's your week, baby. Your week. You know how we do it.
Right.
How we do it.
We got a lot of grudge races locked in already, two guys. I think about 20. We got the goddamn
We're gonna try to get about 70 this year. We got 60 something later. We're gonna try to get about 70
okay.
this year. Talk a matter, we got $500 for the 7 years. Whoever do the seventieth grade grudge race, we're gonna give you $500. I'm gonna pay it out of my pocket.
Okay.
$500. You got $500.
Okay.
Except whoever do the 70th
grudge race.
Yeah.
On Trick or Treat, we get $500.
Right. That's right. That's us. So come on out here and get your groove on, baby.
The word.
I did it. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right. Y'all got it. Hey, where's Ricky at? Ricky on the phone still? Ricky. Where Ricky at? I need to speak to Ricky. I wanted him to answer this question first. Ricky, Ricky, your phone messing up or what? Ricky, phone going out?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Ricky, hey, all y'all on the phone, I don't want y'all to answer. I just want Ricky to answer this question first, and then we can talk about it. This was my topic for today, but since Ricky on there, I want to ask him. Ricky, I was privy to listen to another show, and these guys was going up and down, and they were just going with whoever they liked or whoever spoke the loudest. Ricky, the question was, Ricky, if you in a shootout and you bet some money against somebody in the shootout, is it a grudge race or not? Is it considered a grudge race or not, Ricky?
In my opinion, it is. If you're putting up money against another car and they're putting up money against you, that's a grudge race. Just because it's in a shootout, it shouldn't matter.
Anybody disagree, come on in here. You can't disagree. Ain't no bad answer because some people think different ways. I just want to know. Anybody disagree with what Ricky just said? Anybody disagree and tell us why? Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it if they disagree. Damn, don't nobody disagree?
What is a grudge race?
Well, kid, I mean, that's a good question. What is a grudge race? What is a grudge race, kid? A grudge race
is where you put up money versus your opponent, right?
So that's what I see Brother D just hit the line. If that's Brother D on the phone, I don't want him talking because we was asking for Brother D on the doggone on the prayer show 5 times and he didn't even come off it. I'm mad with him right now. What's up, Flop your mic over. I skipped Brother D right for the minute. He might be able to come out on his line, but I'm mad with him.
Yeah.
I think a grudge race is a race between two people to show supremacy or dominance. I ain't going to get into it. Got to have money, because we could be racing for cheeseburgers or something.
Exactly. Is that D with all that noise? I know they ain't flop. Brother D, is that you with all that god doggone noise, Brother D? Because I'm mad with you already.
I'm on mute, dog. That's why I was on mute earlier, dog. I'm on mute now.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, somebody got a lot of weird noise.
But the majority of the time, Flop, they bet money, right?
Well, what Flop said is it makes sense. And I was going to say
a lot of free shit.
Okay, if I go out there,
kid.
Yeah, if Flop go out there and buy a new set of wheels, if Flop go buy a new set of tires, kid, and I got some old ones, and I tell Flop, your new tires ain't no damn bet mine. Come on, I'm go out there and show you. To me, that's a goddamn grudge. We just want a few tires.
No. You ain't got to have no money. It's just that I want to be able to talk shit to kid at work in the morning, tell him how I blowed his ass off from light to light.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. Brother D, you hit the one button. What you hit the one button for? Come on with it. Give me something to talk about. Brother D, you hit the one button. What's up? Give him a chance to come
Actually, yeah, I am, dog. I am. I just had one. Actually, Flop just said it all, really. A true grudge race, as they like to call it. You know, I still call it a drag race, but a true race don't have to be for a dime. It could just strictly be for soul bragging rights. I mean, I had partners of mine have actually wrecked, slapped each other just for bragging rights. One wouldn't give up. So, you know, I don't think it has to be a dollar. I think if it's a true race, it's a true race, no matter where it's at, whether it's in a shootout or not.
I got you.
We have to understand one thing. A shootout is still a race. They still racing.
Right. I got you. But hold on. Hey, Ricky, are y'all going to trick or treat? If y'all are, y'all going to have any T-shirts that trick or treat, Ricky? Ricky Stanbrook.
No, we'll not be at Trick or Treat, but the T-shirt should be here and available for Mike Hill's year-end finale.
That's just another week and a half after that, guys. Ricky, I'm asking you again. I want you to start it off again, Ricky. Ricky, if you don't bet a quarter, if you don't bet a nickel in the shootout, Ricky, but you pay to get in the shootout, what is that considered a good race, if you pay to get in the shootout?
I mean, most – I have to say no. I think it depends. You know, this thing, every class racer has to pay an entry fee. So I wouldn't think, you know, that would be considered, you know, a grudge race.
I'll stop right there, then. Anybody agree or disagree, or do they think if you pay to get in a shootout, in a no-time shootout, if you pay to get in it, is that considered a good race? Anybody? Just as long as you do one at a time. Anybody, come on. Who's going first?
I agree with Ricky.
Flop. Bro D?
I agree with Ricky on that one.
I ain't called your name yet, kid.
No,
hey,
I'm trying
to get these big mouth jokers.
I don't think paying to get in the shootout have a hill of beans to do. Well, you brother, you know I got on my work. I don't think paying to get in the shootout have a hill of beans to do with a grudge race, a drag race. I don't call it. But
hey,
a race is a race.
No problem. That's good. You ain't got to elaborate. That's good. Come on, Flop. What you finna say, Flop? That's good, D. That's good.
If you paying to get in it, I think it's a grudge race. If you not, I still think it's a grudge race because you're competing for money and shit.
Okay, let's stop right there. Come on, kid.
I agree with Ricky.
Okay. Well, see, now, that right there shows y'all how – Juice Man, you got anything you want to say about that, Juice Man? Yeah.
No, I said I agree with Ricky. I don't think there's no grudge.
Well, see, that just goes to show you that's different opinion. You can look at it. Now, at first, I was leaning one way, and after I heard some definitions of it, I might start leaning another way. Because it is, I mean, if we paying to get in, even if it's a free shootout, I think, and you're paying to try to win that money, you're trying to win the prize, you still grudging me, or is it you going to call it competing? Is it competing and grudging going to be, are we going to put it in a different sense? Talk to me, y'all. I ain't jumping on the
line. No,
see, that's what I mean, though. We keep playing on words. Grudge racing, drag racing, competing. At the end of the day, it's just a so-and-so race. That's what it all is. Whether you paid to win, whether it was for free, whether it's for B or E, it's a race. So if you're racing, you're racing. You know, it's a wordplay. That's all it is.
Yeah, and to me, a grudge race still is a competition between two people. Like I said, I ain't got to be a dime involved. But I'm going to say it like this to the people that think it's not. Well, if it ain't no grudge race, and I think it is, then just let off the gas at 300 feet and go and let me win then. It ain't no grudge. You won't be charged for a grudge race law.
That's right.
Okay.
Let me bring up another one.
I want everybody, don't nobody sit there until I finish the question. Don't nobody say nothing because there's a big argument all the while. And it's always at whoever convenience. Now, punk outs. This is nothing I'm saying. I'm talking about punk outs. Should punk outs be counted as a win, a loss, a draw, or whatever you want to call it? Because some people use punk outs when it's convenient. Some of them, when it's against them, they use it. It wasn't nothing or whatever. Should punk outs be counted as a win or a loss, basically? That's all I want to know. Should they be counted as a win or a loss, and why? And why not? Talk to me, somebody. Who going first? I don't care.
I think you self-answer. If you're asking me, when it's convenient, it's a win. When it's not, I don't want it. When it's convenient, it's a win. When it's not convenient for me, I don't want it to be a win. I have said for years and years,
If two cars do not go down the track, it is not a race. You won some money. You didn't win a race. And they only want it to be when it's convenient for you.
Okay. All right. We got B. Anybody else want to argue against that? Anybody else?
No, I don't consider it a. I consider it you're winning money. You're not actually running no race.
Okay.
I consider it a win. Hey, dog. Let me give another viewpoint. I consider it a win all the way around the board, because the reason you getting the punk out is because you engaged in a race. I understand that two cars didn't go down the track, but the whole basis of the money being put up is a race, and if you get any parts of it, whether it's partial or what, you winning money. How can you not win the race if you just winning, if you winning the money?
Let me throw some more meat on the bone. Arena, I asked that. It was in a discussion, and I heard on the back lines, and I heard some people were talking. They called me and asked me. They said Ricky Stanbrough and Nephew should be two guys that should be in the contention for Grudge Racer of the Year. They said those two people should be. We know Ricky doesn't want a lot of shootouts. We know Nephew doesn't want a lot of shootouts. They bet now, as far as I know, they don't run technically that many grudge races, but they be in a shootout where they do bet money. So in that instance, with them guys, because, you know, Nephew didn't want a lot of shootouts and Ricky didn't want a lot of shootouts, should they be considered grudge racers of the year because they didn't want some of the shootouts, or should they have to be grudge racers? Y'all take it over, as long as you want at a time. Y'all take it over.
Well, based on what you said the other morning show told you about the weight that grudge races carry, hell yeah, they should be considered.
Brother B, come on in there with you. Come on, I'm going to get you first. Second, when you get the argument, I got it already. Come on, dude.
I'll say, get off me then. I think any time you go down that track as much as they have went down the track, yeah, they should be considered for racing. I don't care if it's shootout racing, grudge, nudge, or budge. When you're racing, to me, you're racing, so they should be considered. Whether they win or not, yes, they deserve. They sure do.
Come on, Juice Man. Come on in, Juice. You finish this on the flop. Begging on in there with this damn question, too. Begging on in, Juice Man.
I'll finish here, Flop. I agree with him, especially if somebody pay you to punk out because they've seen you go out there and run that number on that shakedown you ran earlier.
Now, you want to know why I asked that question, too? I'm going to tell you why I asked that question, and Brother D kind of halfway answered it. I mean, halfway put some meat on it. Brother D did just then. It's because it's getting very hard to get Joker to the track to race at all unless there's a damn shootout going on.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you know, if it wasn't for the shootout, shit, we can't even get them to come to the track unless they cut into a shootout. So why wouldn't a shootout, if you win in the shootout, wouldn't count just as heavy as a damn grudge race? Why wouldn't it? Come on, argue with me. I'm in a good mood today, and I ain't cussing nobody out yet. Y'all argue with me. Argue with me. Argue with the panel.
Hey, dog.
Talk to me.
I'm going to go back to what I said previously. If shootouts don't carry that much weight, then just let off the gas and let me win. You won't be charged for a loss to a grudge race. Oh, man, it wasn't nobody but sorry-ass Flop that beat you, man. It didn't count. Let me win, then. I'll give you a few dollars.
Mm-hmm.
Just let me win.
Okay.
So I'm saying that to say they carry plenty of weight. Because when me and you leave that tree, dog, you trying to blow my ass off, and I'm trying to blow yours off to get to the next round. Guess what? Because we know if we do that a few times, we going to get that cash.
Hey, Fly, it won't cost me as much to put my car back together if I blow it up in a shootout, but it costs more if I blow it up in a grudge race.
That might have went over somebody else's head. That might have went over some people's head. It might have went over somebody's head. All right, I still can't get no fight. Y'all scared to fight.
That's similar to that one. To do you drive a car differently in a grudge race versus in a shootout?
Right. Shit. I went out there and shoot out this past weekend. I got me $1,100. I got me $1,100 for that shootout. That was good for me because shit, oh, I don't usually be. I be out there doing something else. So they can get my ass. I'm having a faggot with two dicks.
No, hey, dog, that 1,100 is different. You went in the grudge race versus shootout. It's a different 1,100.
When I went to damn Walmart, they didn't ask me where I got it from. They just put it in the machine.
Thank you.
They just said, hold up.
Hey, dog.
You can't spin this here right here because you want this at a shootout. You can't spin it here. You got to
dog.
This is good, man. Yeah, flip-flop.
You went home by yourself after the race, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Didn't it feel good knowing you had that little bankroll in your pocket saying, I'm going to get that wrong winner tonight?
Yeah, sir.
Y'all can't tell me nothing.
Y'all.
I won. I got the cash to prove it. I'm in the history book. So the hell what they talking about, this shootout don't mean nothing.
They can say what they want. Yeah. But it is what it is. Well, all right, guys, we didn't have no show yesterday, so we got one today. So we almost full again this day on a Wednesday. And it's raining outside, and y'all, what we got to talk about today, y'all? What we got to talk? Get Tony Bynum in here. Tony Bynum, me and him ain't fighting.
Yeah,
today.
He been jumping on with. Hey,
D, I'm going to block you from the show.
I thought I was on mute. My bad.
And I done got, hey, the editor stopped saying Mudbone, so I'm happy with that. Don't get him started up. Please don't get him started up. Please. Please don't get him started.
He's been sick lately, though. We can't talk about him. He's been sick lately. He was in the hospital for a while, and he ain't been doing too good. So you got to pray for him right now. We'll jump on him later.
Right on. So Flop, since Jamie doesn't cool off, since Tony doesn't cool off, shit ain't about to do nothing but the shootout boy, Ricky Sambrew and Kelly. Where we at for the grudge race of the year? Since some of the front runners done cooled off.
Well, dog, them guys that you talking about, the front runners, to me still in my consideration are the Ricky Stambros and the Tellys.
Well, let me say it like this. Now, Jamie out there got another little car they call sassy ass or sassy bitch or something like that. They be racing.
Uh-huh.
See, do they not get credit?
They don't do no promotion.
What I'm saying is, do they not get credit? Like, we don't get credit because he can run Lil Baby, he can run Predator, but if he ain't running Shawty, he really don't get the recognition of the credit. Could that be, you know, even though they still racing?
He may not get it. And I'm saying,
Let me read this here. Boss has a race tonight. He may be at the track. Boss already done came on. He ain't even going to the track tonight, y'all. So y'all, but that was, Boss ain't even going to the track tonight. Boss said he said it showed rain. He ain't going to the track, and he gonna wait till 9 o'clock and find out whether or not it's raining there or not. He ain't going. So Boss ain't going to the track tonight. So he ain't at the track. Him and the kid and all the boys are just on the back line fighting just before I came on the show. So he ain't went to the track tonight, y'all. Oh, Flop, I'm sorry to cut you off.
Don't jump on me now, but don't cut me off to talk about Tony Bynum no more, man.
You got a point there, Flop. I apologize.
You got a point there, Flop. But now, dog, what I was saying is, like the Jamies and the Wits and with Lil Baby and whatever you said, Jamie Kyle, Sassy, or whatever, if they don't promote it, this is their crew, their camp, and what they're doing with it, they're not going to get the credit. But shit, Lil Baby been putting in work. And I'm going to say this. With son, drive it. So you can't help but associate with Lil Baby. Now, myself, I don't know about Jamie and his car. I've never heard of that. But, you know, I'll go look it up now that I know something about it. But all that is coming from, you got to promote self if you want the recognition for it.
The problem I see, if there would be a problem, I don't say I see one, but if there would be one as far as Wick go, and I'm only speaking about Wick, Shorty, he have built such a name with Shorty, until he definitely got to push any other car he running twice as hard that he's involved with. Because when you're not talking about Shorty, it's like you're not talking about Wick. No, I mean, that's just that's the persona that he has built for himself. And not that it's bad, but it's just he got to work out money that now.
I don't disagree with you. I don't disagree because I'm going to just give it. You know, I've been on the Up North show, and somebody will say something like, oh, man, Shorty ain't doing shit. And then they'll say, well, you know he running Lil Baby, and when you spark up Lil Baby, it's kind of like, oh, yeah, they doing some racing. Lil Baby moving around pretty good and getting around with some racing. But it's kind of like an afterthought, like, oh, damn,
yeah,
I forgot
that's what
it is
with
that car.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's
so,
right, he is with that car.
Yeah, right. So they have to say stay on top of, you know, recognize, letting the people recognize what they do by promoting themselves and stuff. Otherwise, they'll be saying, man, Shorty ain't did shit all year. Witt ain't did nothing.
Oh, yeah.
Or Jamie ain't did nothing, man. I ain't seen these other cars. But if they promote it, they'll get the credit for it.
That's it.
Well, now, you know, just like, now, I remember back, Brother D keep on saying, go by the numbers or whatever you done from the labor, go by the numbers. Now, see, I've noticed in different parts of the state, different parts of the world, guys are doing stuff, but they're just doing it in their area. And then don't nobody start recognizing or trying to keep up with that shit until it's time for, per se, that Goods Race of the Year junk start coming up. But now it seems like whoever getting the banquet, that's normally where the man come from that area. Is that fair? It might be another man in another area doing three or four more times more than he's doing, but they don't get recognized because you don't hear about them until the latter part of the year.
I think that might come with the selection of the panel that's doing the actual voting. You have to get a diverse panel. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So somebody that recognizes everybody. Because, see, I don't know a whole lot about the DMV myself. I'm on one of their groups. Mm-hmm. I go in there from time to time and look at it. But if you had someone on the panel saying, well, you know, we got to consider these people, da-da-da-da-da, and have some facts with it, then, of course, the panel can look at that when they're making these decisions. So I think that comes with the panel. And, again, it starts with self-promoting, though. You've got to promote yourself.
Yep. First of all, let me say,
hey, brother, I want to tell you thank you, too. I hope you read my text. But let me say this. When it comes to the growers' race, I have fought on that number system thing because I know
it's a
universal number.
You sent me the wrong text.
That was earlier. I texted him on the show.
What I'm getting at now
is that if you're not recognized, if you don't get the recognition that you feel like you just deserve, you don't deserve to get it. Oh, brody, why are you so hard, man? Why are you so hardcore? Well, let's say why I'm so hardcore. Dog set up a number. We got some assistance to help you with. You was able to call in and say, I ran three races this week. I'm 2-1. I'm 3-0. I'm 0-3. So your numbers could be counted for you. But if you chose not to do it, then when it comes time for the grudge racer, you want everybody to, well, I was raced over here 100 times. You didn't deserve no recognition because you didn't do nothing to help yourself. If he can go outside to set up a line for you to be able to call, the least you could do is send your races in, and nobody do it.
Close
mouth, don't get fed.
I'm glad Flop brought that up by the DMV. Now, just like everybody know who Gargantua is, but they don't know whether he raced one time or two times or raced at all.
That man been racing
every damn week. His ass off. Nobody really know nothing about it, but just the people up in that area. And he don't. He was doing grudge racing.
Well, I know about his sister, dog.
Utilizing the line that you gave him to call their numbers in,
every Monday, every Tuesday, whatever, we'll do the best report. They'll be able to say, Flop ran five times this weekend. I got it right here. He won three, lost two. He won four, he lost one.
Yes,
but I can't do it because Flop didn't call him in. So, again, if they don't get the recommendation that they think they deserve, they don't deserve it. Obviously, they didn't want it.
I know about Larry's sister, dog.
Yeah, that's because you be trolling them, man. We don't want to hear about that shit.
Yeah, she fried good chicken.
No,
she fried good chicken.
I'm going to show you something, dog. All it took was one to two people on the max to call in and, dog, read they racing off that number. And I guarantee you, Tony Bass would have been calling his race in every week, if not every day. But you didn't have to do it because no one did. Nobody do it.
Right. The question came in, guys. The question came in. If you was in a shootout and you offered somebody, do they want to split? And they said, nope, I want to take it all. And they want to know, then if they say that, they going into the shootout and they lose. If y'all come into another shootout and that same person was there, would you even go ask them? That was a question that came in. What y'all think about that, if y'all understand?
Oh, man, not the karma.
Anybody want to answer that? Anybody want to answer that?
If I ask him one time and he says no, I'm gonna take the natural. I'm gonna take the high road and figure he's not willing to split.
Why should I think he's gonna do it this time?
Exactly. And when you're drag racing, you're not drag racing and split. No way. You take somebody like, as you said, the white man. Why go to the white man and ask him about a split when you already know he's not going to do it?
I can respect that. And I already know that's what he's doing, but, you know, but I'm just talking about, a regular DiGiovanni or somebody, Let me see. Y'all hold on
like
for a minute.
If I don't want to see you one time and you say no, I figure you don't want to.
Right.
Hello.
Hey, Mr. J. Barnes.
Yes, sir.
This Willie Dog. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing well there, Willie Dog.
You ain't got church tonight, do you? You got church tonight, but you got a minute? I need to run something by you, brother. We on the show, but I need to run something by you. You're one of the premier figures out there with this, being the CEO of Grudge Inc. And right now this week we're going to be down in the duck race. We got a big no time 275 Grudge Inc. Sponsored race down there, which is – gets a lot of action and a lot of recognition. But this is about this Grody stuff, J. Barnes. And I'm gonna have to give you the background before you answer. Now, we always ask, normally, your main thing I know from talking to you, that your main focus is grudge racing. But, J. Barnes, the way the climate has changed, and we can't hardly get nobody to grudge race unless they come to a race for a shootout, how much weight now does a shootout count toward Grody as a grudge race now, since we can't hardly get nobody to the damn race, unless it's a shootout? What's your thought on what's the strength of a shootout versus a grudge race, Mr. Barnes?
Well, the first question is how much weight does a shootout win or loss affects the determination of a grudge race of the year? My answer to that is zero. Zero. You can win every shootout in America, and it don't count one issue towards the Grody. Now, because in the name itself, it says Grudge Racer of the Year. As a Grudge Racer of the Year, it's like saying what you just kind of implied was, because we can't get nobody to play basketball, Can we award football players as the basketball champion? Because we can't get no basketball. No, we can't do that.
And so
what we have to do is recognize the shootout champions as no time, no time champions. I mean, that's what they are. No time shootout champions. That's what they are. But grudge racing.
But not.
Is when two men compete for their money against each other, for the purse, for the money they put up. And that's generally, that's all.
Okay. Yes, sir, Mr. Barr. What if they do that within the shootout, Mr. Barr? What if they do that within the shootout?
Well, over the years, we've counted that. As long as it's verified or bona fide in the sense of there's a lock in, somebody that can verify, yeah, there's a lock in at that time. Yeah, I mean, it don't, as long as if it's a grudge race, you know, it's a grudge race, you know, we don't,
mm-hmm.
it don't have to be outside or inside, as long as it's a grudge race.
Okay.
You know, we got, so the grudge race of the year, and since you got me on the phone, I'd like to highlight something else that we did in 2022.
Mm-hmm.
We hollered the MVP, and that's something only Grudge Inc. is doing. We didn't push it hard this year, but we would more than the MVP. And so we will have a Grudge Race of the Year and an MVP of the Year. Can't be the same
MVP
person.
Party.
Don't have to be.
Explain.
People's
explain
champ. We called it last year. We called it the People's Choice MVP.
Mm.
And that's where the most popular person. He's the MVP. People vote for it. People's Choice MVP. The Grudge Race of the Year will be based on his actual grudge racing.
Okay. All right, guys, that's Mr. Barnes on the edge. Your talent is over. Y'all can ask Mr. Barnes anything you want.
I got a question for you.
We're going to try to keep it as respectful as possible. Go ahead. Go ahead, Brother D.
Yeah. Hey, Mr. Barnes, how's it going, Mr. Barnes? I didn't talk to you in a while.
I'm doing well, sir. How are you?
That's good, man. That's good. Glad to hear it. I got a question for you.
Yes, sir.
Do you believe in climate change?
Climate change, yes, I do. I do.
You do? So with that, you let me know you believe in a change. And as long
things
as you
change.
Stay, okay, so as long as you continue to not count grudge racing, as long as you continue to not count shootout racing in the grudge racing, do you believe you're going to stay stagnated?
Well, I can't, this
changed.
Is the thing. Hold on.
If we can see now,
just listen to me for a minute. Just listen to me for a minute.
Okay.
I'm not saying what nobody else can't do. I'm not implying that nobody else can't make that transition. But Grudge Inc. is going to promote people who grudge race. Anybody else can do what they want. But now I got to, Brother D, let me tell you what that sounds like, what you just said. I'm talking about not to offend you, but to tell you how it sounds to me, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, what you just said, how it sounds to me, you said, am I adaptable to change? Well, Brother D, at one time, men were men and women were women. But times have changed.
Times have changed.
And so I still see men as men and women as women. Now, there's a pop, there's a growing people who are changing, who okay with a woman being a man and a man being a woman. And in some cases, they being both and different things. I'm not that one.
Man.
I still think a man, if he was born with certain genitalia.
We don't want to get off the race.
Okay.
I got one more quick question. I'm going to get out of the way. I'm talking on the back. I call him so I can put your number in. But let me say this. Do a cop run any harder in a quote-unquote grudge race? Do you run his car in a soft? Do the money, like I asked Dog earlier, do the money not spend the same in the grudge race versus the shootout?
It does. I mean, Brother D, think about what you're just saying. All I'm saying is, Brother D.
Hold on. I know what you're saying. You're saying Grudge Inc. not going to change. And
that's right, we're not.
Question I asked Dog, and I'm asking you the same question I asked Dog. If you blow your motor in a shootout, do it cost you less to fix? As if you was grudge racing?
It does not.
And so why did I count them? They're racing. Because at the end of the day, you all can name a grudge race all you want. It's truly just a drag race. So that's what they do in the shootout. That's what they do in your grudge races. It's a drag race. So why not count them? I'm on mute.
Okay. All right. In rebuttal to that, there's such thing. Again, there's soccer. And there's football.
Mm-hmm.
And if the man plays soccer, slip and fall and break his knee, it's the same result if a man in football slip and fall and break his knee. But they're in two separate sports. They both involve spiked shoes. They both involve a particular
thing.
They both involve everything.
Brother D,
you got to let me say my part.
Let him talk. Yeah, let him talk.
You got to let me say my part, Brother D. So if we were talking about sports in general, they are equal. But there's a difference between football and soccer and basketball. There's a difference between NHRA racing and PDRA racing and grudge racing and no-time shootout. They all involve cars, and they all involve some form of money, but there's a reason, there's a distinction. And the only thing, I'm not saying I enjoy them all. I enjoy them all. But if you're asking me if we're going to have a grudge champion, then I think it should be based on grudge. That's what I
said. Turn that radio down, man. Turn that radio down there. And Brother D, you and Mr. Bowen, y'all give the short versions this time. Y'all give the short versions.
I was just about to tell him, you and I are going to the back line. Give him a call so I can lock you in. I got different.
Okay.
We'll discuss. I haven't talked to you in a while, no way.
Your mic open now? Yes, your mic is open. And I ask everybody to whoever's speaking, let them finish what they're saying before you break in. Your mic open.
Let me say this. I think two people that get up there and race, no matter how they race, and they choose to call they race what they choose to call it. But to me, I think there's a distinct difference. Because this is the deal. I want to whoop somebody so-and-so-and-so-and-so. I got a grudge against that person. He telling me what he going to do to me. I'm telling him what he going to do to him. In the shootout, a lot of times those racers just happen up on each other on the luck of the draw. So to me,
Hold on a minute. Whoever got the radio in the background, please, one man talking. The rest of y'all phone should be on mute. Put your phone on mute if you're in the background with the radio playing. Go ahead, Danny boy.
So to me, I can't tell no one else what they choose to call it. But for me, in my gut, in my heart, what I spend my money to do is to grudge. And somebody say the wrong thing to me, and then that it creates a grudge to me, and it's like I want to whoop you, you want to whoop me. In a shootout, I might race you. It ain't like I'm going at you. It's like dog pull them chips, and I end up running somebody that I really don't want to run. I really don't have no interest in running, but I got to run him because I'm in a shootout. But I can't tell that man if he run in that shootout and bet his money, he can't call that a grudge race if that's what he want to call it. That's how I look at it. You know, I ain't saying you wrong. I just don't call it that. But they told me, they said, well, if a man bet his money, it's a grudge. I can't argue with them. That's how they see it. I just see it this way. I see a grudge as I want you and you want me. And we ain't playing. We trying to kill each other every time we see each other. That's my definition, a grudge race.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen.
I think at some point, and y'all know I'm a big Salty fan, and I know they do shootouts and they win quite a few, but I think Jay actually encompassed both groups, because when he made the statement that if you can make it a verifiable grudge within the shootout, meaning, yeah, Danny boy, you don't run shootouts, but today you got in it. And you know what, Danny boy, I've been trying to get at your ass, man. Bet another $2,000 or $3,000 on the side, da-da-da-da-da. Well, sure, we're doing it in the grudge, in the shootout, but if that's a verifiable grudge race to me, and I think they said, if you can actually prove that, then he'll recognize that to count towards, you know, your points or whatnot, so. you know.
Is that
just
right, Jay? Is that right, Jay?
Right. And I can't say he's wrong.
Is that
I
right,
can't
Jay?
Say
yeah.
he's wrong.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you in my heart, in my gut, to me,
yeah.
right.
I see it as, you know, shootout grudge if you want to get two names. But for me to go to your ass, I ain't got to get in no shootout. Now, I know what dogs say.
Right, right, right. I understand what you're saying. I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah, the
y'all, you ain't gonna never get Danny Boy to, because there's some grudge racers, some grudge racers not gonna get in the shootout, period.
Job,
you know,
the promoter's mm-hmm. job is he got a name, a brand, and everything attached to his event. His primary job is to satisfy his customer. So whatever it takes to do that, can't nobody argue how a man run his business on that weekend. He in his right to do whatever he want to do. I just, in my heart and gut, I don't feel like I got to get in a shootout to get your ass if I want you. That's all I'm saying. And so I want to whoop your ass. But I ain't got to stand behind
right.
three people tomorrow. Well, maybe I won't have to run him because so-and-so might knock him off. Oh, I'm going to pick out who I want. That's what I
all
call
right.
a grudge. But I ain't saying your grudge ain't no grudge either. That's just what I call a grudge.
Okay, we didn't got all angles on that. Mr. Barnes, do you consider a punk out a win or a loss, Mr. Barnes? A punk out, if you get paid to punk out, do you consider that a win or a loss? And Mr. Barnes, you fall out?
Well, yeah, Jay.
Jay Barnes. He done clicked over.
Let me answer, dog.
Let Danny Boy answer.
Dog. Let me answer, dog.
Come on.
You know what
come
I
on,
say
J-Dawg,
is, it's a win by default.
Uh-huh.
It's a technical win. Technically, it is a win. Competition-wise,
uh-huh.
you didn't go out there and whoop his ass, but
uh-huh.
if a man load his program up and drive somewhere to run you, and you say, I cower down, I ain't going, or for whatever reason, the car broke, it don't matter. If he want to say, well, I whooped you because I got your money. He can say that. Hell, he whooped your pocket if he didn't whoop nothing else. He whooped that
money.
So,
hey, can I let me get
it's
can
a
I
by the fault.
Can I get something else in there before? Yes, sir.
No. Next time, stay your ass on the phone. I called for you three times. You didn't say nothing.
Oh,
I apologize. Can I get something in there?
No. The question is. Is a punk out? Shut up. Hold up, Jay. The question was to you. Danny Boy had to answer. I didn't want to answer. Because him and Brother D going to get the fight in a few minutes. Him and Brother D going to get the fight. I asked you the question, though, Jay Barnes.
Okay.
Is a punk out considered a win or a loss? The question was to you.
In my stats, neither. Now, it's not a win nor a loss. It's not a win nor a loss. It's not. I mean, it's not. You know, I don't. It's not even a. As far as if we're considering the Grudge Racer of the Year, Punk Out is not even.
I didn't answer it. You put that in there.
Okay.
You
Okay. So then let's go back. Okay. So as long as we're not talking about the Grudge Racer of the Year,
mm-hmm.
as long as we're not talking about that, then I consider. A punk out a win, but it's not.
Like
it will not be counted toward the best.
You just complicated. You just complicated this shit again, Andrew. Hold on. But I didn't want to get in the fight, Jay Barnes and Brother D, because if I load up to go to Macon to run Jay Barnes, and I go down there, Jay Barnes paid me the punk out. Well, I didn't get the whole pot, but I consider that a win because Jay Barnes paid me the money. If I showed up to run the race, but he paid me the money, so I'm going on mute. Let y'all fight now. I'm going on mute.
Mm-hmm.
I believe with Danny Boy.
I just said the same thing, dog. I said it's a win, but it don't count toward Grudge Race of the Year.
Brother Deeks,
I said it is a win.
You can say what you want.
This is what I understood when he first said it.
Yeah. Okay, so, again, then what I'm saying is, if that's the thing, I mean, no, nah, it's real good because, let me tell you what it will help. A lot of times, those punk out, I'll let you know who the most spirit car is. You know, if a car continually show up and people punk out on them, they'll let you know that's a fear mm-hmm. car, and it ain't just so it's got some valuable information.
But that's the other side.
I'm again. Mm-hmm. If let me tell you this, if Salty show up, and every car he show up on break, that's it's telling you something.
Oh, man.
Every car, every weekend. It show up to run, and that car happened to break. It's telling
mm-hmm.
you something.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't just a whole lot of broke cars out there. It means that's a fear car. You have to read.
Oh,
you have to read the tea leaves.
Hallelujah,
Brother Lee, come on, hold up. Brother Lee, come on in with yours, because I know you got to both. I got to hear both sides. Brother Lee, where you at?
Mm-hmm.
What's up?
A lot of Louisiana voodoo.
Yeah, right, read them tea leaves.
Jay. Jay,
yes,
this is what I heard you saying, and this is what I got out of what you were saying. If that individual rolled across there to do that, blah, 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 and he count that as a win, and he say the other guy lost because he paid for that, you saying you perfectly okay with that. But when it come to your come to the categories of girls' race of the year, you don't want a guy to come up here and say, I got 5 wins and 19 punk outs because
exactly.
It's not going to count. It ain't going to count.
At all.
You
want to
know how many times he went down that track and beat him on with it?
The light turned green and you, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah.
To me, that's kind of discouraging. If I got a bad car and I lock a joke in and I go do what I'm supposed to do and I don't get no credit for that. That's kind of a bad look.
Yeah, you do. You be the most serious.
Yeah, you can build up the most fear. Sometimes the car that get the most fear, don't have a lot of grudge races and might not have a lot of punk eyes. But the point is, if it's there and making the trip and he can't and he's trying to do all he can to get that race, that let you know the most fear.
Well, as of this date right now, the most fear to be taken. Right now, the most fear come, he take the grave, and he ain't run nobody.
Listen, you said that now. Last year Tate was on the microphone telling anybody out there that had the back tie, and Salty Bitch was on the property. Salty Bitch was on the property. I heard that myself now.
Mm-hmm.
I heard that, and it went over the PA. So I don't know what happened after that, but that was last year.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not, you know, that was last year.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Jay, I'm gonna say something about this girls' race of the year shit. It's to me, it's turned into a popularity contest because we don't really keep the stats. Now I might go out there and from January to May, or January to June, Jay. I'm racing every week, whooping butt, and then. From October to December, here comes Tony Bynes, and that's all you hear is Tony Bynes at the end of the year. But I've been racing damn near the whole year, and he ended up getting growed. And how are they going to stop that shit? Because it ended up being whatever you done from me lately, whoever you just heard from lately, Jay.
Oh, how man,
you gonna
that's
stop
Deanna Jackson.
I disagree that it's whatever you have done for me lately, unless you're talking about the entire year. Because I have to quote the guy that owned Drag Illustrated, having a conversation, and he said that, and I was asking him why grudge racers don't get coverage. And he said, I can't cover what I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
He said, so what you see in the magazine, those people contact me. They give me information, and I can now put it in the magazine.
Mm-hmm.
He said, if nobody in the grudge racing is providing me information, then how can I
Like they do us now with the number we got.
So, so when you have, if I only have 10 people providing the information and I'm calling, I'm looking, we got text numbers, we got everything trying to get the information. Even when I call promoters and say, just tell me who raced, they too proud to tell you. That don't make no sense to me. But the minute you announce Grudge Racer of the Year, oh, man, that's biased, man. Oh, it's this, it's that. Well, we're struggling every day. We're calling. We got numbers set up where it can be text in, all these things, but nobody want to give the information, but want to be the first one to complain at the end of the year. So if we only get information from 10 people, we're already going to be picked out of them 10 because that's the only stats we got.
Good point.
And remember now, what Grudge Inc. is trying to do is promote grudge racing. I don't care who it is. If they grudge racing, we want to promote you. But if we don't get no information, we can't. We are not against not one person. We came up with this year, but we made one schedule that included pretty much all the major promoters, and we've been promoting each race every week. Because what we're trying to do is promote grudge racing and promote the promoters who allow grudge racing. But each time we ask, hey, send us some information back. Give us some information. Don't nobody want to talk.
So, Jay, when the last time you checked to see, do they report, like, some nominees and what's going on? Do you have anything? Do you have anything on file right now?
No, we got a fair amount of information that we've been gathering, and we try to add to it as we keep reaching out. And some people will volunteer every now and then, you know. We get more, let's say it this way, we get more people who had a good run for a couple of, maybe a month, and they say, I won through three, you know, we get them, and then you kind of don't hear from them the rest of the year. And so that's telling me that they had, you know, the car was running good, they might have ran for 3 months or so, or 2 months, you know. And so we have their stats, you know. And so, and we do get information from different states. That's how we use, we would always give who was doing information in each state or in the Midwest or in the Northeast because on the information we got. But it's not what it should be. Listen, and I know everybody on here already know this. We can promote this thing very well. But it seems like it hurts people just to give up the information. That's what baffles me. It's like it hurt the promoter just to pick up the phone and say, such and such ran, you know, such and such, you know, it hurts them. A simple text. Because it all is going to come back, and we're going to promote where it happened at, who did it, if we can get the information. But we got to get out of. I'm telling you, you know, they had some, they had a nice post on Facebook that said people used to like your post until they find that people were getting paid. Once they find out that you get paid, they stop hitting like. Just notice now, it don't cost them nothing. It's just a click of a button. But because they perceive that you might be benefiting, they won't do it. That's a mentality problem. That's a mentality problem. And we've been talking about it forever, saying that we're going to do better. And every one of us, I read these texts, I read these Facebook. Everybody, I can just go down the list of names. Everybody talking, oh, they stabbing me in my back. Oh, they sticking me in my back. But they don't see all the knives they putting in other people's back.
Oh, man, not a backstab.
They only want to talk about the knife in their back, but never talk about the knife they putting in other people's back.
1,000 followers following zero people.
Oh, come on,
Peter. I'm just saying.
Well, Jay, the reason I asked you that question, Jay, about do y'all have any information? Because I got some names in my head, you know, and I feel like they've been doing a hell of a job, but if they're not getting that information to you, they may be hurting themselves.
That's all fine.
I'm just going to throw a few out there that I know about.
Okay.
I think Nuke and Corn Green and that damn Silver Dollar car, they've been putting in work. You know, they break, go down, come out, work. I think I've been hearing Ms. Graham name in action a lot. I've been hearing Predator going in the battle a lot. Tony, I've been hearing the name, but a lot of them ain't been getting off, and I ain't trying to be nasty, but I'm just saying, but I've been listening to people that out there racing, and I know I missed a lot of people. Telly, Nephew, Juice gone. I've been hearing that a lot.
Yeah, Juice gone.
So I've been hearing a lot of people that's putting in work, and I was just wondering if anybody was getting that information to you, or was those teams reaching out? Because they doing what it takes to get rewarded, but I don't know if they, you know,
We never hear nothing about it, Banner boy. So after we do the bad report and they don't get the bad something, then they want to tell us about what they done did after the fact, Banner boy.
Yeah, Dirty Diana been trying to put in, you know, been putting in work, you know. I mean, I've been hearing him trying to go a lot, and then when he do get an opportunity, he go. I mean, it's a lot of people out there putting the work in. Salty Bitch, the Ricky, they putting in a lot of work. Even that day he got booed, he might not. He be trying to move around. I mean, there's some people out there that's moving around, putting the work in, but I don't know. I don't know if you getting that information or not.
They won't send it, but now. I welcome. But now, damn it, let me tell you what I need. I need what you're saying is good information, but I actually need to know if we're gonna count it. Putting in work is good now, and we need to know that. But it's better if I can get information to say this, who they ran and who won.
It's better.
But I'll take who put in action if you don't know the detail. Cause it's still, we still want to promote the people that's out here trying to do it. You know, we still want to promote them. But we can do them a lot more justice.
I'm saying that those people interested in them awards, I think they should be getting that information in who they will be. It's easy for them when they go home at night. You know what I'm saying?
I agree.
You know, get that shit in, and then when people start voting, you'll be hollering about, well, I did this, did that. Hell, they might already have their mind made up now.
Got a point there.
But just, you know, if you now, I'm going to move beyond the Grudge Race of the Year, and I'm going to move toward the business side. And I promise, I hate to talk about business on a Grudge Show. I hate it because Everybody get offended.
Oh, man.
Now, but we're going to go ahead and offend some people.
Uh-huh.
So anytime we start talking about making money, people get mad with who going to make it, why are they going to make it. They ain't crazy stuff kick in.
Pocket watch.
That's right. That's a good word for it.
Uh-huh.
But let's just talk about it for 1 minute. If a man can do 5 Grudge Races a year, that's very 3 Grudge Races a year. That's very important if we got the record of it. Let me tell you why. Grudge racing is the only form of racing that's happening in every state and city in America.
Mm-hmm.
Every state and city in America, there's grudge racing. If they would just take the time to send in that they got 3, all that up, and as we go to find sponsorship, and I want to highlight that we have had sponsorship some 7-8 years ago. How long, dog? 7 or 8 years ago, maybe 10.
Yep.
And we learned some things. We learned some things. We learned, one, that grudge racers don't understand what sponsorship is.
Mm-hmm.
Grudge racers still think about sponsorship as, I'm such a great grudge racer, you just give me money because I'm great.
Oh, man.
That's not what sponsorship is. Sponsorship is that you race enough that a company see your importance and invest in you, product, not you.
Right. Not you.
You have to promote their
person.
Product. That's right. And so that's what sponsorship is. So now, I've said this on shows before, we talked about it, that Royce racers spend more money, I ain't going to say as much as those NHRA guys, but they spend a lot of money. But we are all considered novice, just weekend warriors. But we are the one that drive the market, because there's a grudge racer in every city, in every state in the union. Can't no other group of racers say that. And so if we just turn in our two races for the year and it goes 1,000 races, you know, annually, then that make a sponsor really pay attention to it. And it, so I'm just saying, if we just change our mentality a little bit, learn, like I said, I'm going to offend somebody, but hey, sponsorship is out there, but you got to understand that sponsorship ain't about you. It's about the company who's doing the sponsoring. So that's why, if you've seen me on our grudging group, when a car they get some kind of sponsorship or whatever it is, I try to promote the company. So if any of you get somebody to sponsor you, spark plug or windshield wiper, if you let me know, I'm going to promote that company, because that's what helps the thing to grow.
Oh,
companies,
man,
come into it for advertising. So if you got somebody that checks your tire pressure for you every Thursday night as their donation towards your program, let us know so we can promote them.
Oh, man, not to make
it. That's
Thompson.
What sparked. That's what get it started. So we, if y'all allow us, we'll do that. But if you don't tell me, we can't do it. All right, I'm getting off the soapbox.
All right, no problem.
Okay.
Anybody got anything else for Mr. Barnes? I just, you know, we just throwing out some stuff because we ain't had nothing to do on this good rainy night. Well, we can get a little piece of a discussion. Get it? Well, Jay, go ahead and close yourself out, Jay, and get out of here. See what you're going to say and get on out of here. I'm going to get out of here in a few minutes if anybody got anything.
All right, I'm closing myself out. Dog, in order for you to do good, Willie Dog, I'm closing out. But in order for you to do good, dog, do I have to do bad?
No, sir. And for me to look good, I don't have to tell you down to make myself look good.
Got a point, yeah.
I'm just trying to highlight that one thing, that some kind of way, we got the misconception that in order for us to do good, the other people got to do bad. That's not the truth.
Somebody ain't hit it in back.
Oh, man. Say a little louder.
In order, we got the misconception. We got the misconception that in order for us to do good, everybody else got to do bad.
Yep.
Right.
The truth of the matter is, the more of us do good, the more of us will do good.
Right.
That's the truth now.
That's the real truth.
If you go, you look in any industry, if you go in, the more people that did well in the music, the more, I'm just going to pick any particular thing, like genre of music, but the more black people, as they got into music, the more, it took more than one to go through. But the more came in, it allowed more to come in.
Right. Paved the way.
It paved the way. It opens the door.
Mm-hmm.
So the door has to open for any of us to go through.
Can't
we have a tendency to say, right. We have a tendency to only want to go through that. I'm going to go through the door and I'm going to try to get them. I'm going to try to get society to open the door and only let me through. It ain't going to happen that way.
Right. Unless you're a burglar.
Well, then you steal it. You know. So
all you got to do is walk through the door. You can't worry about what come behind you because you already in the door.
That's right.
Come to the phone, Trigger. You sound like you. Come to the phone, Trigger. Come to the phone.
I say you can't worry about who come in the door behind you because you're already in the door.
Mm-hmm.
Once you in the door, you have literally paved the way. You're in the door. You're like the leader in the line. Just keep going. The people that come behind you will fall in for sure because they will be thankful that you, you know, you led the way.
Mm-hmm.
They'll pay homage to you. Instead of trying to find every door and slip through it real quick and close it, like, people will reject you so fast for that because it doesn't take a rocket scientist to see that.
Oh, man. Not that I have a dream.
It take a rocket scientist for us to put them damn phones on mute with all that damn background noise, though.
Not that I have a dream.
For real. For real. That's some serious stuff what Jay just said. That is serious. Mm. That is very real. Because they find you find fault in people to make yourself look better. And once that stops, I'm telling you, grudge racing will go further than where it is now. You just got to stop finding fault in others and stop blaming others. Just, you know, it's going to be okay. It's not going to take away from
you. Did they send you a check for that?
Sure did.
Oh, man.
Not one red cent. I didn't ask for one.
I thought maybe Jay sent you a check. You...
No, I feel the same. I feel the same way a lot of times. I just fall in with y'all.
Right.
It fall in with the fallout because that's all it is. It's,
right.
It's you know. So you just fall in with the fallout.
Okay. All right. Anything else, Mr. Barnes, before you get out of here, Jay? Anything else?
No, no. I'm good. Thank you for getting me on. Appreciate everybody.
We'll see you later on this week.
Did y'all see, did y'all see them beautiful pictures of Trickling with that Grudge Inc. shirt on? Did y'all see that?
Man.
That's all right. Don't worry about it. I'm going to send it to each one of y'all. That's right.
Hey, it's that splah.
It's that splah. Don't worry about it, sweetheart.
Big treat.
Big treat.
I think you need a bigger shirt.
Oh, man.
Huh?
I think you need a bigger shirt.
Should I grow the extra large?
Well, dog, honestly, I actually cut that shirt up. I was waiting for
my new
shirt.
That's an alter shirt.
And it didn't make it in time.
I got the picture of it.
But there was no way I was leaving home without my Grudge Inc. shirt on. I even checked the mail like four times before I left. Like, mailman, where are you? And it didn't show up till after.
Mm-hmm.
Right on. I got you. All right, Mr. Barnes, get your body up, Jay. We've been talking about your ass behind your back for a minute. All right.
All right, I'm gone. Y'all have a nice day.
You too.
All right, Jay. Take care. All right. Jay gone. All right. You find this guy doggone noise, all this damn noise. What else y'all got? Come on, Trigger. You a kid, a juice man, a flop, or somebody. Y'all keep the show going. Brother D done went to mute. He done either got off work and went to sleep or whatever. I don't know.
Went to dispatch to get another load for tomorrow. Went to dispatch to get another load for tomorrow.
I hear you, kid.
All right. Anybody got nothing, y'all? Nobody got nothing? Danny Boy through? Booker D through? Juice Man through?
What Danny Boy is?
Let him stay wherever he had an old ass bastard.
Danny Boy was on here.
Danny Joe must have left.
You stupid.
No, not.
What's 9 plus 10?
21.
You stupid.
I wanted Mississippi Joe coming to trick or treat.
Let me see the head, brother. He didn't walk away. I ain't gonna tell y'all what that trick is. Anyway, all right, y'all. If y'all ain't got nothing, then get out of here. Give me some rest, cause I got a long weekend, y'all. We be down at the Doctor. No Mercy 14. Then the next week we'll be down at Trick or Treat.
Trick or Treat.
Flop, you gotta come to the phone, Flop. We can't hear you. Come to the phone, Flop.
What kind of suit you wearing this year?
Oh, man.
I don't know, but whatever they give me, I'm going to wear it, though, Flop. Whatever they give me. So y'all can call me Uncle Tom, Uncle Remus, Black nigga, house nigga, cat nigga,
so
whatever you want to call me.
Make sure you go live.
How come they don't ever, hey, dog, how come they don't ever call you a paid nigga?
That's the part right there, Flop.
Thank you, Flop. My man. But anyway, just let them know. If I go down there, if they got one for me to wear this year, I'm going to wear it.
Uh-huh.
I got all my old regular pimp suits I used to wear, too. I started to wear one of them down there before I even be asked. But whatever, if they got something for me to wear, Flop, I will be wearing it. Uh-oh, this is like, is this Dre? No, this might not be Dre.
I'm here.
832-3549. Who's that? That's a piggy.
I'm here, Brad Dog.
Is that Dre or Brother D? Is that Dre or Brother D acting like Dre?
I'm here, Brad.
Okay, all right. It sounds kind of gay, though.
Dog, I got one question for you before you go.
Come on with it, kiddo.
Will Smith and Jada Pinkett been separated for ever since 2016. Why in the hell did he snap Chris Rock?
Well, I saw that on Facebook too, man. I don't know. I ring because he wanted to think he was big.
Damn. Oh, okay.
Yeah, he did that. That was a wasted slap, to be honest with you. That was a wasted slap. Dre, what you want, Dre?
Yeah, big time.
Alondre.
Yeah.
What you need? What you want, Alondre?
Oh, no, Alondre.
Damn, with it, dog. Everybody know my full name now.
Mm-hmm. Alondre Garland.
Say. Little mama, go on find you somebody else to play with. You already know.
Uh-oh, here they go again.
AKA Dre.
I'm going to get out your way.
Mm-hmm. Dre coming to trick or treat.
No, we ain't gonna play. What they gonna be for that? But the scared kids at the gate.
Hey, I'm gonna try dog motherfucking ass. Let him pull over there.
Well, what's wrong with his lockers? What's wrong with his lockers?
What you want to lock in?
Well, what you gonna run in with the grudge?
Whatever I come with.
Some people want to play.
Like somebody gonna lock in a ghost car.
Well, you don't. I don't know what you coming with. Shit, you know you switch cars.
Okay. All right. I'm gonna run you with shit starter.
Okay. Well, if you run me with shit starter, the Mustang. I will run you
with
the grudge head
to
fuck up.
Now,
how about that,
boy? All right, let's send this money to somebody. Let's lock up 2500 on 2500. Lock the whole party.
Friday,
7 o'clock.
You bought that one,
Great, because, Drake, your word ain't worth a damn and you might not show up. So,
What you trying to say, dog?
I don't like that kind of money. You bought that one.
All right. Well, all right, watch it. Let's do 1,000 on 1,000 then.
No, you bought that one too. You know we ain't gonna do it like that.
Okay, all right, all right. Hold on. 500 on 500.
What time, man?
7 o'clock Friday.
I'm not going to not Friday. We're getting outside in the morning. So I can't do that.
I'll be working. I'll be working too much then. I got to do whatever I do. I got to do it Friday or Sunday. If you want to stay around this Sunday, we can do it Sunday. See, that's what I know. That's why I always make you lock the whole party in, because your word ain't worth a shit.
Oh, man.
That's cool. I ain't got to worry about it, though.
Yeah, you ought to do the next best thing. You ought to just shit the fuck up. Damn.
If I run that pussy, I'm a gapping. Nah, you better than that, too.
Oh, man. Not the Charlie Wilson.
If we bet 500, and we bet 1,000, and we bet 1,500, all they're going to do is get paid money. Don't care if he got me or beat me by a fender. Don't make no difference. You get the same money.
You got a point there.
What the fuck is he talking about?
Hey, hold on. If I run you, I bet you on the race and the gap. Now, how about that part, sir?
I'm not going to bet on that. I'm not going to bet on that, sir. I'm not going to bet that, sir.
Oh, all right. Well, then we ain't got nothing else to talk about.
We didn't have anything to talk about at the beginning because you know your faggot ass wasn't locked in no way, motherfucker.
Damn.
Hold on, pussy nigga. Don't start with me today. Now, I try to respect you. I put a suit on to talk to you, and you talking to me like I'm some sort of hoe. Cut that shit out.
You is a hoe. In my book, you less than a hoe. A hoe get paid to fuck. You just get fucked.
Oh, come on, dog.
But guess what? I'm going to fuck you and straighten your ass up.
How much you want to bet on that? How much you want to put on that? If you can do that, won't you straighten your damn legs up? If you can straighten me, won't you straighten your fucking legs up?
Well, hold up. That mean if I fuck you and straighten yours up, shit, I'm going to straighten mine up, too. I'm going to straighten both motherfuckers up in one time.
Then. If you can straighten me up, I'm going to let you fuck me.
Yeah.
If you can straighten me up.
I'm going to fuck you and, hey, dog, I'm going to fuck you and make you love it.
If you straighten my leg up, shit, I'm going to love it anyway. You're going to make me love it. If you wasn't so motherfucking ugly, I'd kiss you. If you wasn't so ugly, I'd kiss
Damn.
You.
Damn. Not to bust a slob.
And this man say he'll kiss me. Fuck you, dog.
I ain't got no problem with that.
You got my old lady sitting up there laughing like a motherfucker. Dog.
I need that lady.
This man ain't shit. This nigga say you gonna kiss me.
Lord, have mercy.
Anyway, tell you later I said hello, Dre. I'm going to leave you alone. Tell you later I said hello.
Hey, dog.
He listening to
yeah.
you.
I'm going to tell you something.
Talk to me, bitch.
Lately, Dre been in the company of his missus, because we were talking to him one day. He had to get on off from us. He had to miss it with us. She was laughing with us and everything.
Okay.
Dre been hanging out tough now.
They told y'all he used to be a player. They told y'all he used to be a player, man.
Oh, man, not to be played out.
Well, he might have undid that, too, now, see. $6. Hmm. All right, y'all ain't got that flop up in there. I'm going to get on out of there because I got a long weekend ahead of me, baby. I got a long weekend. I got to conserve as much as I can. So, if y'all ain't got nothing, we'll holler at y'all when we holler at y'all, man. Y'all. So, trick or treat, y'all. That's all I got to say. Y'all be trick or treat next week. Trick or treat. Come around and support Whit and the boys down there in Holly Springs. We'll be down there all, probably from Thursday to Sunday. So come on out, bring the kids. Whit give away a lot of stuff to the kids and everything down there. Believe it or not, y'all. He give away a lot of shit. It might be some hot shit, but he give it away, though.
Oh, man. No wonder Walmart going to be closed that weekend.
Yeah. You be getting them boosters. But anyway, we'll see y'all when we see y'all, man. Thank y'all for tuning in today. And if you didn't get that out of the show, that's on you. Go back and listen to the prayer show. Y'all have a good one.